Chapter 25. Millie veered off to her house on the way to Barbara's, and Nan's, Lexi, and the ladies continued on. As they marched up the walkway toward Barbara's front door, Ida tapped Nan's on the shoulder.
I don't know, Mona. I'm not so sure about this. Something is off.
Nan's turned to look at her.
What do you mean?
I think Edwina might be lying. I was calculating the time frame in my head, and I don't think she could have run into Larry walking Prudence the morning Freddie was killed.
Helen nodded.
Ida's right. Remember, Barbara said that Prudence had been kidnapped early that morning while she was out shopping. But if that were the case, then Larry couldn't have been walking her when Edwina claims to have seen him.
Nan's pressed her lips together.
That's a good point. But is Edwina lying, or is Barbara lying?
Ida's brows shot up.
Oh, good question.
Barbara's front door opened and she stepped out, stopping abruptly as she noticed the gathering on her doorstep.
Oh, Mona, what are you all doing here? Did you hear Prudence has been returned? All is well.
As if knowing they were talking about her, Prudence trotted out, wagging her tail.
Lexi told us. That's wonderful.
Ruth bent down to pet the dog.
Did you ever find out where she was?
Nan's asked.
No. The police seemed to lose interest once we found her, but I swear I did not let her out. Someone took her.
And then just let her go?
Ida cocked her head to look the dog over.
She seems fine.
She does. I haven't noticed anything unusual about her. I was worried. Maybe she managed to get away before the kidnapper could harm her,
Barbara said.
Perhaps.
Nan's bent and scratched the little dog behind the ears. She was charming, and Nan's was glad that she had not been harmed.
Will you still show her in the dog show?
Barbara smiled.
Yes, Edwina and Millie are not very happy about that, of course.
Speaking of Edwina, we were wondering about something she told us earlier. She said that she saw Larry walking Prudence the morning of Freddie Lang's murder.
Barbara frowned.
So?
That's the day Prudence disappeared,
Ida pointed out.
Oh, right. Well, clearly, she must be lying. Probably trying to cover up for the fact that she was the one who stole Prudence or killed Freddie, or both,
Barbara said. Nan's remained silent. Barbara frowned.
What? You think I'm the one who's lying? I'm not, and I can prove it. Follow me.
Barbara spun on her heel and stormed back inside, gesturing for them to follow. They followed her into the kitchen. She picked a bag up off the counter.
Here. As I told you previously, that morning I had gone to the mall to get ribbons for Prudence's hair. The ones I like are only sold at the Pet Emporium, so I make a special trip every month. Everyone knows that. So clearly, the kidnapper took advantage of my schedule to grab Prudence. As you can see, the time-stamped receipt is in the bag.
Nan's opened the bag and checked the receipt, which verified that Barbara had been almost 40 minutes away during Freddie Lang's death.
See, I'm the victim here,
Barbara said. As Nan's put the bag down, she noticed a bottle of pet supplements and remembered that Barbara had mentioned that she gave them to Prudence.
Of course. Why hadn't she thought of that sooner?
She reached for them, knocking a magnet off the counter. It rolled onto the floor.
Prudence, no!
Barbara lunged for the dog, who had gone after the item.
Naughty, naughty! You don't want to have another visit to the vet, now do you?
Prudence yipped in alarm at the mention of a vet.
Honestly, the little darling will eat just about anything,
Barbara said as she scooped the magnet out of Prue's reach. The wheels were turning in Nan's brain as she read the label on the supplements. But before she could speak her hypothesis out loud, a car pulled up in front of the house. Ida peeked out the window.
Isn't that your car, Barbara?
Yes, Larry borrowed it.
Nan's brows rose.
He did.
Does he borrow it often?
Yes. His old car broke down a lot. But luckily, he just bought a brand new car.
He just hasn't picked it up yet. Nance nodded. It was all starting to make perfect sense.
Well, you better confess before he comes in. You don't want your grandson to hear that you did anything nefarious, do you?
Ruth said. Ruth, I don't think Barbara did anything, Nance said.
Graham,
a voice called out from the living room. Then Larry appeared in the kitchen doorway.
Oh, hi.
Larry stopped in the doorway, his gaze skittering between Barbara and the others.
I didn't know you had company. I'll come back later.
He started to back out, but Nan stopped him. No need to leave. Why don't you stay, Larry? In fact, we were coming to see you.
Barbara frowned. You were?
Nan nodded sagely.
Larry, when was the last time you borrowed your grandmother's car?
Larry laughed.
How would I remember that? I don't keep track of the days, do you, Graham?
Barbara went to stand next to Larry, who had picked up Prudence and was cuddling her.
No.
She shot Nance an unfriendly look. Clearly, she didn't like her accusing Larry. Nance was unaffected by the nasty look.
Your grandmother tells us you're getting a new car. That must be nice. Did you get a raise at work?
Larry scowled.
No.
That's really none of your business, Mona, Barbara cut in.
You're right, it isn't.
But when it comes to crime, sometimes people have to ask questions that aren't their business.
Barbara stepped in front of Larry.
Are you accusing Larry now? First me, then my grandson?
I do believe I am. It all makes sense. He was friends with Freddy. Freddy knew how to get around the security for Faraday Jewelers, but Freddy didn't pull off that diamond heist alone, did he?
Nance directed the question at Larry.
Larry scoffed.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He turned to his grandmother.
I think your friend is a baddie.
So do I,
Barbara said.
Do you?
Nance glanced out the window at the Jeep. She could see the bumper, which bore several dents.
Because I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. You saw the pictures from the surveillance camera of the robbery at the jewelry store on Jack's board when we were at the police station to report Prudence was missing, didn't you?
Barbara made a face.
I was much too upset about Prudence to look at any pictures.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of those pictures was the bumper of a car seen in the back lot at Faraday Jewelers the night of the robbery. The camera was angled such that it only caught the bumper, but the bumper had a very distinctive dent in it.
Nance paused for effect.
Oh, Ida said. That's why she ran into that sign. She was covering up the dent with a bigger dent. I thought there was something odd about that.
So Barbara stole the diamonds? Ruth asked.
Nan shook her head. Not Barbara. Larry. Larry and Freddy. They used Barbara's car, though.
I don't know what you ladies are talking about,
Larry said.
My Larry is a good boy,
Barbara added. Nance pulled out her cell phone and held it up in front of her.
Right. Well, then, Larry won't mind if I take a picture of him and take it down to Jeffrey's jewelers to see if Jeffrey recognizes him.
The worried look on Larry's face told Nance everything she needed to know.
So what happened, Larry? Did Freddy try to cut you out of the deal and you killed him? Or did you have a falling out over something else? Now, Mona Baker, you cannot accuse my grandson. He didn't do anything.
Barbara wagged her finger in Nance's face.
Really? Then why did he kidnap Prudence?
Barbara gasped and turned to look at Larry.
He would never do such a thing, right?
Well,
Larry sputtered. Barbara stepped away from her grandson.
Larry Everett Morrison, you didn't have anything to do with Prudence's kidnapping, did you?
Larry hung his head.
I can't lie to you, Graham.
Barbara's mouth opened and closed, but no sound came out.
Nance felt sorry for her. "So you're admitting that you kidnapped Prudence?" Ruth asked.
Larry remained silent, his head hanging.
"Answer her!" Barbara slapped his arm.
"I did," Larry said.
"But why?" Barbara asked in a small voice full of disappointment.
"I think I know." Nance held up the supplement bottle. "Prudence has a bad habit of eating things that fall on the floor, right?"
"Yes, very costly vet bills, not to mention it's bad for her health and stressful for me," Barbara said.
"My guess is that Larry must have been over here when you weren't home. Maybe he was watching Prudence or just stopped by. Anyway, some of the diamonds fell on the floor and she ate them."
Nance turned to Larry. "Isn't that right, Larry?" Larry nodded.
"Freddy must have found out and been displeased, and he took Prudence, didn't he?"
Larry's face darkened.
"He said I couldn't be trusted, and I couldn't let him take Prudence away."
"So you followed him to Doggy Diva. Was he going to keep Prudence there until the diamonds came out?"
"Yes, but I wasn't going to let him keep her. We had a fight and, well, I pushed him hard. He hit his head on the edge of the counter. I didn't mean to kill him, but I was angry. He'd grabbed Prudence without a leash. He must have gotten one from the display, and he was clutching it in his hand and wouldn't let go. So I unhooked it from Prudence's collar, grabbed another leash from the display, and took her."
Larry was practically in tears. Larry turned to Barbara, who looked disgusted with him now.
"I wouldn't harm her. I just wanted to keep her until she did her business so I could get the diamonds."
"And that's when you ran into Edwina," Helen said.
Larry nodded.
"Right after that, I brought her out to do her business here. But I guess the diamonds hadn't had time to make their way through yet, so I had to take her back to my place."
"And once you got the diamonds, you set them into pieces of jewelry and brought them to Jeffrey's jewelers, pretending you were the grandson of Eleanor Robinson."
Nance remembered the lovely bejeweled trinket boxes Larry had made for one of their charity sales at the senior center. He certainly had the skills to set the diamonds into jewelry.
"That was the plan Freddy and I had all along. We figured if we set them into pieces of jewelry, no one would think to see if they were the stolen diamonds. And Jeffrey is so old, well, we figured he wouldn't look into our story."
"You ought to be ashamed of yourself."
Barbara stepped away from Larry, who did look suitably ashamed.
"And you just let Prudence go in the street? She could have been killed."
"No, I didn't just let her go. When you said you were bringing her brush to the police station, I knew I had to get her back to you in case the police matched her hair to that on the leash that Freddy had been holding. She'd already passed the diamonds, and it was the perfect way to return her without getting caught. So I arranged to meet you there, and I showed up ahead of time. When you crossed the street, I just nudged her out from behind the building, and she ran to you. No harm done."
"No harm done? Plenty of harm has been done. I can't believe you caused me that anguish. And I ruined my bumper for you,"
Barbara blurted.
"So you did have a suspicion that Larry might be involved," Nan said.
Now it was Barbara's turn to look ashamed.
"When you said you had heard my car in the middle of the night, I thought maybe Larry had needed to borrow it and didn't want to wake me. I take sleeping pills, and it's hard to get me up, and he knows I don't mind if he just comes and takes it. When I saw the picture of the bumper at the police station, my first instinct was to protect Larry. The only thing I could think of was to make a bigger dent to cover it up."
Nance nodded.
"That was actually very clever."
Barbara looked more embarrassed than ever.
"But how did you figure out that Prudence had eaten the diamonds?"
Nance tapped the supplements.
"I remembered you'd told us that you kept Prudence in tip-top shape with these supplements that have green-lipped muscle and antler velvet. Jack's analysis showed antler cells on the diamonds. We all thought they had been in the woods, but that wasn't the case. They'd picked up the antler velvet residue from being inside Prudence. Very clever, Mona, Ida said.
Nan smiled. And now, I'm afraid we're going to have to call the police on Larry.
Oh, no, you're not,
Barbara said. Barbara, we have to. It's all out in the open now. I hope you won't resist. Would Barbara and Larry be a match for them? Larry was younger and stronger, but Lexi was young, too, and they outnumbered Barbara and Larry by more than 2-1.
Oh, I'm not going to resist. I'm going to call the police myself.
Barbara took her phone from the counter and turned sad eyes on Larry.
Larry, I'm sorry I have to do this, but what you did is inexcusable, and this time I can't cover for you.